You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Zonta Club of Auckland and Auckland Libraries are holding a panel discussion addressing issues of violence against women and children. The discussion is being held tonight at Auckland Central Library at 5:30. And 95BFM producer Hannah Ross spoke to one of the panelists, Janet Fanslow, who is an associate professor from the School of Population Health at Auckland University, about what the panel is focusing on.
So the discussion is organized by Zonta International, which is an international women's organization, and the focus of the talk is really looking at some of the legislative response to family violence, and sort of in particular if we're getting it right, if there's still ways for us to go, and you know, things that people need to be aware of, because there's been a lot of activity around family violence recently, but sometimes we're not sure if we're getting where we need to be.
And why do you think that this is an important issue to discuss?
I think family violence is a seriously important issue for New Zealand. We know internationally we have relatively high levels of family violence. About one in three women in New Zealand will report experiencing physical or sexual violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. So anytime you have an issue which is happening on that scale and that frequency in the population, you need to be concerned.
And how does sensationalist media coverage kind of stem the rise of family violence?
I'm not sure if sensational media coverage helps at all, actually. I think it's probably something that probably some of the best steps that we can take are not about sensationalist media, but actually about accurate reporting. And media, I think, has a key role in terms of actually trying to point out to people that there are actually solutions to this problem, rather than just focusing on the hype and the horror of it. Because I think everyone's capable of realizing that it's not a good thing, but actually realizing that we need to put some energy behind building solutions is something that we need a bit more community engagement with, and the media has a key role in that.
And you've been engaged in violence prevention research since 1989, right?
It's true.
Yes.
It's a long time now.
Yeah, it is a long time. How do you think that the prevention against violence has kind of developed throughout your years of studying?
I think one of the neat things is that we have actually seen a lot more engagement from a lot of different sectors of society in the time I've been working on the area. When I started, it was often just considered something that the police would deal with, or maybe that the Women's Refuge would deal with, and that the belief was that it only happened to a few people. In the years that I've been working in the area, we've seen a lot more engagement from health, the whole health sector, in terms of early identification and response. And the very recent example who's come on board is actually the New Zealand Department of Defense. They're actually starting to take a real strong stand on this issue. So really, and I guess employers, there's a few employers which are actually stepping up, including the University of Auckland, on trying to get people engaged on this issue, both from the staff perspective and the student perspective. And that's pretty exciting because everybody has a part to play.
Do you think that there's still a long way to go to reduce violence in New Zealand and I guess worldwide? Or do you think that we're slowly getting there?
I think we still have a long way to go. Some of the risks that I'm really concerned about at the moment are that while it's an area where we have had, where we currently have quite a lot of government focus, it's government focus at the expense sometimes of the NGO community, so places like the Refuge and a lot of our a lot of our generalist support services, and particularly our specific family violence services, are really struggling. They've had a lot of years of underfunding, and they don't really have a strong voice to advocate for people at the moment. And we've got a funny thing going on in New Zealand at the moment where we are regarding problems of, about child abuse and problems of partner violence as quite separate. And that's a super risky strategy because actually the best thing we can do for kids who are at risk is recognize that usually there's a non-abusing parent who's also at risk, and we need to work about how we support both of them to stay safe and together by containing the perpetrator. And we're sort of missing the boat on that one just now.
And what sort of approaches can we make to reduce violence in New Zealand, and I guess to make people understand that it's not just the child that's being abused, it's also the non-abuser in the family as well?
There's a lot of things that we can do. Part of it, I think, is really thinking about what your own sphere of influence is and recognizing that no matter what circle we move in, there's always something that we can do. So if it's in your friend group and if it's challenging sexist jokes or if it's looking out for somebody who's too drunk to consent and it looks like other people are, you know, preying on them or, you know, lining them up for a sexual assault, you can intervene on that. And so it is about, you know, looking after people in their day-to-day circles. You work in the media, so you have options for doing stories like this and trying to raise people's awareness of it. Other people are going to, are going to be able to do things through their work situation. So basically, my message would be that there's actually a lot of resources around through places like the New Zealand Family Violence Clearinghouse and through the It's Not Okay website that people can tap into to actually be able to develop some really informed solutions, which are pretty easy to implement. But do make sure you're working with something that has an evidence base around it, because sometimes, with the best intentions in the world, we can actually complicate the problem rather than deliver a helpful response.
And how important do you think it is for people to get involved in being educated and, I guess, trying to prevent violence?
I think this is actually probably one of the biggest problems that this country faces. Not only do we have high rates, I hear from my friends working in the NGO communities that actually a lot of the violence tends to be on the very serious end. That creates a really long-term cost for people in terms of their physical health and in terms of their mental health. And it also creates a big economic drain on the country because people are not at their best. Plus, it's just no fun. So I think fundamentally people do have a responsibility to be educated and aware. But in addition to thinking about the violence, I think one of the things that becomes really important to talk about is actually about what healthy relationships look like, how you have respectful relationships, how do you negotiate consent around sex, or just ask. Because the real goal is, you know, not only do we want to eliminate violence, but actually the real goal is for people to have healthy and fabulous relationships, because that's the thing that makes people thrive and do really well. And so we actually really do need to keep our eye on what the real prize is and work both for the optimal solutions as well as not being afraid to talk about the problems.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.